Now let's look at how the Republican Party has branded itself in the state where the convention is being held. Minnesota has a Republican governor, even though it's voted Democratic for president for decades. NPR's Martin Costi has this profile.
Welcome to the Republican Party booth at the Minnesota State Fair. For decades, this is where the party faithful have come to stock up on buttons, stickers, and lawn signs.
Don't forget to sign the petition to drill for oil. It's right over there.
People sometimes forget that the Republican Party started in the upper Midwest, Wisconsin or Michigan, depending on whom you talk to. Some old-time Republicans here still cling to those early days.
My name is Dr. Richard Swenson from Eden Valley, Minnesota.
Swenson says Republicans in this part of the country are different, less devoted to a big military, for example, than Republicans down south.
In Minnesota, Wisconsin, in the Midwest, we're La Follette Republicans.
That's a reference to Fighting Bob La Follette, a Wisconsin populist of a century ago. He was skeptical of big business and friendly to unions. It's a brand of Republicanism that's long gone from the Midwest. For most of the 20th century, Minnesota Republicans were quiet Chamber of Commerce conservatives, but that started to change in the 1980s. Watching the action at the Republican booth is Larry Jacobs of the University of Minnesota's Humphrey Institute.
What's changed is that over the last 20 years or so, you've seen the influx of social conservatives and a more hard-edged style of politics and a more take-no-prisoners view regarding taxation.
Throughout the 90s, Minnesota Republicans made gains in the state legislature by capitalizing on voter resentment over the state's relatively high taxes.
Minnesotans are taxed enough.
A strategy that culminated with the 2002 election of Republican Governor Tim Pawlenty.
That's why I've kept a lid on state taxes and even vetoed a gas tax increase.
Pawlenty was reelected in 06 and was reportedly on John McCain's shortlist for VP. The Republicans' anti-tax strategy was working, but some in the state thought they'd gone too far. Dean Johnson was Republican leader in the state Senate, but in 2000 he switched to the Democrats. He says he grew up in a very different Republican Party.
They were middle of the road, wanted government to work, be accountable, using the taxes in the most efficient way, but they also knew government had a place.
The Republicans' small government philosophy took a hit last summer when a major Minneapolis bridge collapsed into the Mississippi River. It gave Democrats the momentum to override the governor's veto and pass a gas tax increase to pay for better roads and bridges. But Republicans continue to believe that the anti-tax message is the key to power in Minnesota. Party Chairman Ron Carey admits the state is traditionally Democratic.
People will talk to people and say, well, my dad was a Democrat, my granddad was a Democrat, I guess I'm a Democrat, as if your party affiliation is something that's genetically passed on from generation to generation.
But he says time and demographics are on the side of Republicans.
We're seeing a lot more people moving into Minnesota as it's a growing state. And people coming from different walks of life, they don't have maybe that same tradition. And even some of the people who have grown up in Democratic households are starting to make a transition.
Back at the state fair, political scientist Larry Jacobs says Republicans are not about to dominate Minnesota politics. But neither are the Democrats.
Minnesota is often described as a purple state. And I think that's misleading. The truth is Minnesota is a polka-dotted state. And what decides the outcome of elections are the 15% to 20% of the non-aligned voters who move back and forth.
10 years ago, those non-aligned voters handed the governor's election to a former wrestler named Jesse Ventura. This year, Republicans are hoping those same independents will go for the maverick charms of John McCain and give Republicans their first presidential win in Minnesota since Watergate. Martin Costi, NPR News.